Hello, good morning. This is Tom from the provider office. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to VISHAL Vishal, please.
So can you please provide me with your name?
Yeah, William Kassman, K-A-S-S-M-A-N.
Okay, just a moment, sir. Let me just check if he is available or not. Okay, just a moment.
Well, I hope he is because this is very important.
Okay, just a moment, sir.
Thank you.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes, so I'm just transferring this call to the VISHAL, okay? Just a moment.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. This is Vishal speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Vishal. My name is William Kassman. You guys bill through bill my insurance companies through Montgomery Family Medicine.
Oh, okay. I caught you. How are you, Mr. Kassman?
I'm fine, but rather puzzled. All right.
Oh.
I just want to explain something to you.
Sure.
I love India. I love the Indian people, and I
Thank
love Indian
so
food.
Much.
But the thing, and I like it, I even like the cinema, too. I mean, I'm a big film fan. But that all aside, we have a problem. We have a rather large problem.
Okay.
And that is the way things are getting billed to my insurance company, not only just for me, but my wife also.
Okay.
And I just got, you guys aren't sending the people, whoever's in charge of doing this, is not sending things to in the correct order, or they're sending them both out at the same time, and it's causing a great amount of confusion between. I have Cigna Commercial Healthcare as my primary,
okay.
And I have CareFirst Medicare Advantage as my secondary. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now here's the deal. They send it out, but they don't send it to the right place, you know, and it causes a lot of confusion, and I have to be the one who has to clear up all the confusion, because every time I talk to one of your people,
mm-hmm.
it goes sideways. And I apologize for the argument I had a few weeks ago with the guy who identified himself as John with Stacy at Montgomery County Family Medicine. About, you know, but he just kept on, you know, pushing something that was a clear falsehood, which I never get in an argument with people, especially on insurance, unless I have all my facts in order.
Okay.
And they found out that that what happened was is that somebody messed up somewhere along the way. Now, I'm not judging anybody right now or anything else
mm-hmm.
like that. All I want to do is just go through life and not have any problems in, you know, in having people to do this thing. That being said, I got a bill, well, not a bill, an explanation of benefits from CareFirst Medicare Advantage, which says, well, they're not going to pay for this because y'all sent it to the wrong place. And they also said they had a description of service, annual depression screening, 5 to 15 minutes. They did my depression scanning, whatever the Medicare, and I know this is the United States, and I don't understand it either. Matter of fact, I don't even understand our president. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that they did this earlier in the year, but they are charging me again. And they're sending stuff to the wrong place. This is supposed to be sent to my secondary. After they go through my primary, and anything that has to do with that goes directly to Medicare, not to my primary insurance.
Correct.
As far as I understand, okay? I don't know. I'm not an expert on insurance. But they've got to straighten out the fact that there's a primary insurance and a secondary insurance and how to make everything work properly.
Okay, yes, I can see that you have the CareFirst, the primary, and Cigna as a secondary. And
it's the opposite way around. Cigna is the primary.
Okay.
CareFirst Medicare, the Advantage, is the secondary.
Okay, that's the case here. Okay, makes sense.
But this is not the first time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. I know I'm being very apologetic, but I'm trying to be also very nice about this and not being a jerk, okay? This is important to me as well as is to you. And the thing is that this has been going on for not just with Medicare. I've had two insurances as long as I've been dealing with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember years ago having to get on the phone with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I would call up, and the guy would just say, hello. You wouldn't even know where you were going to, okay? Didn't know who you were talking to. Had to drag it out of him. This is years ago. And, you know, and I said, listen, I have a primary insurance, and I have a secondary insurance. And that's when I was working. I'm retired now.
Right.
But when I was working, and they'll have to explain over and over and over and over again just to make sure that it gets right. And there are times that I've had to sit there and do the legwork for you when I get my explanation of benefits and having to go to the post office and send it off to the right people to make sure that everybody got paid. And I've been doing this for years, and I'm kind of, like, I'm going to tell you something, I'm almost 70 years old. I'm getting kind of tired of it.
I understand, and I will definitely help you out with straightening those things out. And I'm immediately adding this Cigna as a primary and CareFirst as a secondary. And what I can do is I can look after all the claims that went to the incorrect insurance. I can file them to the correct insurance, and then I can...
That would be... Listen, personally, this shouldn't have gone down to this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, okay.
I shouldn't have to be, sir, you know, with all due respect, I shouldn't have to be calling you.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to be doing all this legwork.
Right.
All right? But let me explain something else to you that has happened and very recently, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. My wife went in January and had a workman's comp claim, and you guys billed Cigna for it. She paid $105. It's already been taken care of. This is all partially in the past, okay? So there's nothing to worry about right now, but there's something that I think that everybody should consider, okay? So just hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she had to pay $105. She had all the insurance papers and everything else like that. She gives it to the office. Then 2 days later, they send it off to you guys. You all get off to send it off to Cigna, who pays it. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then the workman's comp company, you guys send it off in February, and they pay it. So now all of a sudden, three checks have come in for the same thing. You know where I'm going with this?
I completely understand that the claim should not be submitted to the both payers. Since we have already gotten payment from the Cigna, it should not be filed to the workman comp. But here is the case on that one. We filed the workman comp, and along with that, we also filed the voided claim to Cigna, telling them that you can definitely recoup the payment for the state of services for Miss Vivian. They have already taken back the payment, and now we only have a payment from workman comp.
I understood. But it took me 5 months to get somebody to take me seriously about this and to get the money back. And the thing is that I don't want anybody to get in trouble. That's not my job. Okay?
Definitely. Yeah,
But the thing is that if I had escalated this thing, everybody would have been in a lot of trouble. And do you know who would be in the most trouble? Montgomery Family Medicine.
Yes.
All right? Yeah, because the thing is that, you know, you guys, listen, all I'm really asking for is for everybody to be on top of it and be careful about it.
Correct.
Let me explain something to you. I spent 50 years working as a stagehand, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I had to deal with divas, okay?
Okay.
I dealt with the top people, and I had to be on my A game all the time. Now, there's only two things in the world that I care about. I care about people, and I care about making sure that those people, with my job, was caring about my people. I was a union, I don't know what you guys got over there, but anyway, I was a union member, I was an officer, and I was a steward, and I had to do payroll. And the one thing I never messed up was anybody's money. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll come after me, and I'm the exact same way. And I believe in being fair.
Right. So,
you know what I'm saying?
I completely understand. You have ensured that everything goes smoother and unfair should not happen to anyone. And I also believe the same thing that if I work for a doctor, I should ensure the all compliance. And somehow, if mistake of any of the team member, I am bound to correct those mistakes. So definitely.
We're on the same page. We're on
yes.
the same page. But the thing is that this has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I really, took the bull by the horns and it was trying to buck me off really, really badly and hurt me, that I finally got some recognition, on this whole thing. And I just, I'm sorry. I apologize to you, but the thing is that this is not, a good way to do business.
Yeah, I completely understand, and I would like to apologize for whatever has happened in the past. What I can assure you now, from today onwards, your account will be under my supervision, and I will ensure the all compliance, And what I can do is, whenever you have any problem, you can dial the same number and just only
just
talk
ask
to me.
For you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I was very grateful that they gave me your name and everything else like that. And I wanted to talk to you but in person. I didn't want to write you a letter because I think that, you know, sometimes we kind of slide past each other when we're dealing, you know, when you're talking to somebody. Excuse me. When, you talk to each other and sometimes, you know, when you write a letter, sometimes, you know, you kind of miss the point. You know what I'm saying? You know, I am truly a very nice person about a lot of things. And the last thing I want to do is get into a fight with anybody right now or ever. But, you know, but I also pay for two insurances and I can't be constantly looking over my shoulder and saying, okay, is this what it is? And then I have to call up both my insurance companies, explain to them exactly what's going on like that. So if you could, and I'm asking, if you could get a hold of them, you know, again, and take this stupid description of service annual depression screening, which is a Medicare thing that they've already done, and I don't know why it's all of a sudden appearing again. You know, we look at all this stuff, okay? You know, I'm in a country where I don't even know if we're going to have a country anymore because of our idiot president, okay? I'm sorry what he did to you guys, you know, on the tariff deal. I think it's stupid. And I live right outside Washington, D.C., and he just federalized the police, and he's probably planning on taking over the entire country.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that. This is my opinion, and it's all political. But the thing is that right now I just need to protect my own little corner, okay?
Yes, and since you are on the phone with me, let me up the the date of service when the annual depression screening was done. Do you remember on what day it happened?
It was an earlier appointment in the year.
In the year, okay.
Yeah, because this one was on 7/16 and 7/24 was the last appointments I had, most recent. And before that, whatever it was before that, is when they did that.
Okay. And you believe that that was not happened? Okay. And I'm still figuring out that is for which date of service. And meantime, let me also draw another case to you, another thing that need your attention is I check the, since you explained the Cigna is the primary, CareFirst is a secondary insurance. What I can see that Cigna is primary, I am on a portal of the Cigna.
Right.
And yes, definitely I'm seeing the Cigna as a primary, so that is correct. But thing to be corrected is the CareFirst part. As I'm checking on a CareFirst portal, your verification indicates that the CareFirst is the primary insurance. So what I can suggest is usually what happens, what we are seeing for other patient and what is the CareFirst policy is, whenever another patient is having a Cigna or Humana or BCBL, whatever insurance is a primary, they would indicate on a portal that this patient is having the United Healthcare or a Cigna as a primary insurance. Okay? Or
okay, I can make that phone call. That's easy.
Yeah. Or what they would mention is CareFirst is not a primary payer. That way we can understand that the CareFirst is a secondary payer. Okay. So this is something you need to take care of. And I can see on December 2024, it looks like the annual depression screening was done. And
And they haven't done it since.
Okay. So in order to figure this out, I can check with the doctor. And let's see what is their opinion and definitely I will get back to you on this, or
now,
I will...
Let me give you a good number and an email address, okay, so that if you need to get a hold of me for some reason and I don't answer the phone, that at least you can leave a voicemail message, or you can just email me, which is the easiest way to get a hold of me between the two of us because of the time difference. The other thing I was going to say was, is that, see, in 2024, I was with Cigna Medicare Advantage, as well as Cigna. This has nothing to do with you. This has everything to do with them, what I'm about to tell you, is that every time somebody, it wasn't just you, anytime anybody sent anything in, one would say to the other, you're the primary. And I had to, I spent most of my summer last year trying to solve this. Remember, this has nothing to do with you guys. And I finally got it all solved, and then my union local, we switched to CareFirst Medicare Advantage because they were treating us so badly, but I managed to make sure that everybody got, you know, paid, you know, because that's the right thing to do. But the thing is that it was just... It was a push me, pull you. I mean, one said, oh, no, you're in charge. And the other guy said, oh, no, no, you're the head on this one. I was like, my God, you know, going back and forth. As for this year, CareFirst should be, and I will talk to them to make sure that they understand that they're the secondary on all of this. You know, so that's the most important. That's something I can deal with very easily.
Okay,
I can talk to them. There's no problem like that. There was something else I was going to say to you. I wanted to give you my email address.
Yes, your email address and the phone number.
Right, okay. My email address is Bill, B-I-L-L, at kassman.net. Couldn't make it any easier.
Okay.
My cell phone number is 301-802-4731.
Okay. Sounds good.
So if there's anything that you need to ask me or anything else like that, just like you, I can answer questions. You're not bothering me. This is important to both of us. You guys have a business to run, and I got to take care of my health.
That is correct. Sure, definitely. Now... Yeah, and now two things for both of us, two tasks for you and one task for me. The first thing is you have to call the CareFirst and tell them.
The second
task is I would like to invite you to in India and have a cup of tea.
I would love to. Believe me, my cousin, who's a director, writer in Hollywood, he talks about I asked him one time. He said, "Oh, he loves India." And listen, since I live in a very cosmopolitan area, since I was a kid, you know, I knew a lot of people that were from all over the world, and I've eaten all kinds of foods and everything. And you know, that's why I understand, you know, at least a little bit more than most of the people in the United States don't live around people like that, because you got to remember when I moved to Washington, outside Washington, D.C. when I was 11 years old, and I'll tell you something, I had never, this is true, I had never met anybody from another country until I moved here.
Oh.
Okay? And then my kids who have been educated here, they're in college. Well, they're out of college. They're all over the place. But the thing is like I'm saying, is that they had friends from all over the place. So
that's
more
really
of
great.
An understanding like that. So, you know, that just makes for more of a basic understanding. You just don't look at people and say, oh, those guys are whatever. No, that's not the way it is and like that. But anyway, thank you very much, and I will reach out to CareFirst today and take care of that, or make sure, again, because I talked to them too, that they understand completely what's going on as of this point in time. If there's any changes, I will call you and let you know any changes or anything else like that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. And the task that is from pending from my end is to check on the depression screening code for the beginning of the year. It looks like on 1/24/2025. So
right.
I will check with the doctor and we'll get it done. Let's see what they say.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. See how easy this was?
Yeah, actually.
You know, until I got you, until they gave me your name, I was dealing with whoever, you know, and sometimes, I hate to say this, we're all limited upon, you know, the powers that we have.
That is correct. Actually.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to hearing from you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I will give you an update, and whatever I get, an update. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Bye. Bye-bye.